Welcome to episode 477 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle Paul, writing from a Roman prison, intended that all who long for Christ-like maturity would receive this writing, this letter that he composed for the believers in the city of Ephesus in Asia Minor. Enclosed within the book of Ephesians is the discipline needed to develop into true children of God. Furthermore, a study in Ephesians will help to fortify and to establish the believer so that he or she can fulfill the purpose and calling God has given. The aim of this epistle is to confirm and to equip a maturing church. Part of that maturing is understanding and applying the 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Today's top 10 list.
The 10 guidelines for abundant living in the Apostle Paul's ministry to the Ephesians.
Number 1.
Guideline number 1, Ephesians 3 verses 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul says that God is able to do above all that we ask or think. The we includes Paul and the other apostles, and they certainly knew that Jesus could do great things. You can ask for every good thing you have ever experienced. God can do above that. You can think of or imagine things beyond your experience. God can do above that. You can imagine good things that are beyond your ability to name. God can do above that. And this is why he alone is deserving of worship. There is none beside him. The King James Version says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above, so abundantly that it exceeds measure and description.
Number 2.
Guideline number 2, Ephesians 5 verse 5. The Amplified Bible Version says this, "For be sure of this, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for that one is in effect an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. For such a person places a higher value on something other than God. One cannot worship idols of any kind, put something between themselves and God, and expect to find a place in the kingdom of God. These idols need not to be physical artifacts of wood or stone to be counted as idols."
Number 3.
Guideline number 3, Ephesians 1 verses 20 to 21. "That he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. In addition to Christ's power, his name is so great that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. The greatness of his name extends through all time and ages." We need to recognize the importance of Jesus' name. Ephesians 5 verse 20 adds, "And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." If this name is so significant, carries such weight, we need to be careful how we use it.
Number 4.
Guideline number 4, Acts 18 verse 19. "And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there, but he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews." Paul's practice when ministering to the people of Ephesus was to worship with them in the synagogue on the Sabbath.
Number 5.
Guideline number 5, Ephesians 6 verses 1 to 3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." Paul reinforces this idea with a reference to Deuteronomy 5 verse 16, in which God promised to bless the obedient child.
Number 6.
Guideline number 6, Ephesians 2 verse 1 and verses 4 to 9. "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own thing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. It is God's gift to save souls. When we were dead, God gave us life. Given the premium God places on life, who are we to take the life of another?
Number 7.
Guideline number 7. Ephesians 5 verse 5. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. In Ephesians 4 verse 18, Paul adds that we should not give ourselves up to sensuality or practice impurity, as is the case with the Gentiles. He explains that the thinking of these unbelievers is futile because their understanding is darkened, because they are alienated from the life of God.
Number 8.
Guideline number 8. Ephesians 4 verse 28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. The new man, one who has been saved, does not steal, but he works with his hands. He does this not only to provide for his own needs, but also to have something to give to others who are themselves in need. Throughout his writings, Paul talks about the transformation that takes place in the life of the one who comes to Christ. The things we once loved, we now detest. The sin we once held onto, we now desire to put away forever. We put off the old man with his deeds, and put on, according to Ephesians 4 verse 24, the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This new righteousness includes a rejection of stealing and cheating.
Number 9.
Guideline number 9. Ephesians 4 verse 25. Therefore, having put away all falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The new man tells the truth. The motive for doing this is because we are members of one another, therefore there is no place for lying. A body can only function properly if it tells itself the truth. If your hand touches something hot, but your hand tells your brain that the thing is cool, your hand will be severely burned. That's why telling the truth is so important, because we are members of one another.
Number 10.
Guideline number 10. Ephesians 5 verses 3 and 5. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Here Paul lists among those things that must not be even named among those who count themselves as saints, and that is being covetous. There we have it. Keys to have life in the full, reflected in the writings of the Apostle Paul. What a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever imagine. Father, thank you for sharing with us principles for how we can live abundantly. Give us the faith to believe in Jesus and empower us with the Spirit to follow these guidelines laid out in your word. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.